"Miss Harrison," said Holmes, speaking with the utmost intensity of manner, "you must stay where you are all day. Let nothing prevent you from staying where you are all day. It is of the utmost importance."
"Certainly, if you wish it, Mr. Holmes," said the girl in astonishment.
"When you go to bed, lock the door of this room on the outside and keep the key. Promise to do this."
"But Percy, he will come to London with us."
"And I am to remain here. It is for his sake. You can serve him. Quick, promise."
She gave a quick nod of assent, just as the other two came up.
"Why do you sit moping there, Annie?" cried her brother. "Come out into the sunshine."
"No, thank you, Joseph. I have a slight headache, and this room is deliciously cool and soothing."
"What do you propose now, Mr. Holmes?" asked our client.
"Well, in investigating this minor affair, we must not lose sight of our main inquiry. It would be a very great help to me if you would come up to London with us."
"At once?"
"Well, as soon as you conveniently can. Say, in an hour?"
"I feel quite strong enough, if I can really be of any help."
"The greatest possible. Perhaps you would like me to stay there tonight."
"I was just going to propose it."
"Then, if my friend of the night comes to revisit me, he will find the bird flown. We are all in your hands, Mr. Holmes, and you must tell us exactly what you would like done. Perhaps you would prefer that Joseph came with us, so as to look after me."